Hey, everybody. Super exciting chat today. We are live with India and Airtel, one of the leading digital transformation companies in India, talking about IoT today, a very interesting and informative topic. Abhishek, how are you?
I'm good, Ivan. Thank you so much. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being here. I know it's getting late, so we'll dive right in. For those in North America or even Europe who perhaps don't know who Airtel is, maybe give us the big picture and about you and the company.
Sure. So Airtel is a telecommunication company in India. Actually, globally, we have operations all over the Indian subcontinent and in Africa. We're probably the third largest telco globally in terms of customers, number of customers. So yeah, pretty big. Airtel is, it's a 25-year-old company. So been there, connecting India for a very long part, of the last couple of years.
Well, it's an exciting time to be in our industry, and maybe introduce your particular mission within Airtel Digital Services and your role. What's your, responsibility?
Sure. So my name is Abhishek Ivan. I am the Chief Business Officer for Digital Services at Airtel. We undertook a mission a couple of years ago to try and build adjacencies for the telco, because traditionally telcos have always been in the connectivity business, whether it's SIM or mobile connectivity for B2C or broadband and wired connectivity for the B2B customers or the enterprise customers, right? We felt digital services built at the edge of a telco could really build out, a digital services business. So our mission is, a couple of areas: cloud, security, IoT, CPaaS. Those are the areas we are going after as digital services, and it's been going great.
It is indeed. And, the digital transformation happening in India is so fascinating to watch from the outside. And we're going to pick one particular topic. I could probably spend a couple hours chatting with you, but let's talk about your IoT initiatives, in particular, a really interesting one for me, the smart meter deployment in India. Tell us about the landscape there and why smart meters? Why did you pick that as an investment area?
Well, I think India is a large country, right? We're talking about over a billion and a half people, right? And power utilities is a key cornerstone to the success of every country, right? And what happens is the power systems in India or the energy systems in India were pretty legacy, and they've been built over a period of time, and this leads to a lot of last mile losses, pilferage. Just the operational effort of connecting, measuring, billing customers, and eventually even the analytics, right? Just understanding who uses how much electricity and how do we sort of design grids for their most optimal performance, right? These are the issues that the nation is facing. So what the government has done is it's launched a very large program to digitize and create 250 million connected smart meters in the country.
Wow.
And it's a huge mission. I think it's amazing because it really is building our digital public infrastructure, right? And these meters, when connected, will give the government significant leverage to controlling distribution of energy, just the analytics around how to power their grids, how to design their grids. I think it's an awesome initiative.
Awesome indeed, and energy is the top of everyone's mind given the turmoil in that space and our needs. But let's talk about the technology behind it. Everyone's been watching 5G initiatives in India, very exciting. And of course, we think mobile and voice and broadband, but smart meters is not something we've seen here in the US, at least with 5G. So tell us behind the scenes, how is 5G, will it, power these meters, and what's the functionality behind that?
So Ivan, currently the meters are on 4G and they're all wireless connected, the meters, right? So they typically have an IoT SIM card. We've developed two technologies. 4G is, of course, rampant, and it's probably available in every corner of the country. What we've also done is we've also adopted an NB-IoT sort of technology, right? The advantage is some of these energy meters, they're in basements of houses. They could be in areas which aren't really on the surrounding of the building, right? So we wanted an additional throw of the radio signal to sort of penetrate deeper into the building, right? That's because that's where the meters are. So we use a combination of 4G and NB-IoT, you know, for connectivity of these meters.
Wow, what a great solution for that kind of diversity. And you make it sound simple, but of course, there's a very complex set of collaborations behind the scenes between Airtel and other stakeholders. How does that come together? How do you work with government bodies, the energy providers, other sort of middlemen to deploy these kind of solutions?
So, Ivan, what we've done is we've struck a few partnerships, right? And if you look at the full stack in the smart meter, right, it starts with the meter, the physical meter, the meter being connected, software services which are cloud-based, and eventually also have to maintain connectivity and security across all of this, right? So what we've done is we've created a very innovative package for the distribution companies where we will actually give them connectivity, cloud, security, and the software needed for managing these meters as well as, you know, authentication of these meters as a single stack. And we've also sort of innovated the way we price it. All of these services, while they have their individual pricing mechanisms, we've sort of bundled this up at a per meter per month price. So it's super simple. A DISCOM can start with 100,000 meters or 5 million meters. It'll just be a simple per meter per month price for the entire stack. So everything but the physical meter is what we partner and deliver.
I see. Well, what a great value add you're offering there. I remember as a kid, you know, the meter man would come knock on the door and you'd have to let him in the house and you'd go in the basement. And it was, I think that's in a lot of the world, that's still how it's being done, sadly. You know, talk about your sort of digital platform. It's more than just IoT. You offer a whole array of services, but talk about the platform you're building and how it's, you know, delivering value in terms of, you know, the end reliability and efficiency and, you know, the ROI that your partners are looking for.
Absolutely. So I think, Ivan, what we've done is eventually the core ingredient of every one of our services is still a telco service, right? In this case, it's our wireless connectivity service. Our platform primarily exposes and abstracts these services out in the form of APIs, right? When we do that, we can build any kind of software around the API to then provide the end-to-end service. So essentially our platform, the first slice of our platform is this abstraction of telco capabilities as APIs. The second slice is our build partner piece where we actually bring in the feature and we deliver the service to our user. And the third slice is what we call managed services because there's a lot of configuration. There's a lot of service or human element towards the entire service, right? So our ambition and our goal is to simplify this for our enterprises, right? That's why we look at the full stack and we look at foundational or core capabilities. We look at the software as well as the digital capabilities, and we look at managed services as the full stack. So that's the Airtel digital platform for you. And IoT is just one use case that traverses across the three slices.
Very nice. Yes. I think a lot of telcos have been criticized for just being or providing pipes. So it's nice to see all that innovation happening today. And you are known as a leader in the IoT space in India, and not just with smart meters, things like connected cars and other huge opportunities, connected vehicles, I should say. What did you learn in that space over the years, over the decade, as you build out your smart meter initiative?
So I think India is very diverse. And if you look at the various use cases, right, the smart meter use case is pretty large. But I have two very interesting use cases that India has been after. One is your, like you said, the connected cars, right? Providing connectivity to moving vehicles, right? Whether it's tracking EVs for their battery consumption and their running in the day, or just pure entertainment connectivity high-end vehicles, right? IoT has always been present there. The second innovation, and a very interesting one, Ivan, and this one you must come to India and see, is something called a soundbox. Right now, India's got a lot of languages, right? But when you go to one of the smallest stores and you want to make a payment in that store, all you need to do is scan a QR code, right?
Oh, wow.
And pay a certain amount of money, and it announces that amount of money in your local store. So even if the local store doesn't have to deal with cash, doesn't have to deal with change, doesn't even have to deal with who paid how much, because it'll just announce. Right?
Mm.
These sound boxes are actually exclusively powered by Airtel in India. So just two very simple innovation cases. Right? One is the connected cars, the connected vehicle piece, and the second is the sound box. I think, and I'm not talking about small numbers. I'm talking about tens of millions of these in the country.
That's phenomenal. And how did you bring together that user experience, that sort of user interface? Is that something you develop in-house? Because that's a little unusual.
I think for us, it's been a combination of build and partner. So in the soundbox, we partnered with the likes of Paytm, PhonePe, and we co-built the solution with them.
Nice. Well, it's really intriguing. So we've all seen IoT, the rapid adoption, the new standards, the new use cases emerging. I was at Mobile World Congress, and it was just like a kid in a candy store. Everything imaginable, from drones to home security, and on and on and on. How are you preparing for sort of the next wave of IoT adoption, not just smart metering and enhancing that, but other applications with narrowband IoT?
I think for us, what's interesting is the scale and managing scale and resiliency of a product, right? Today, as a telco, we look at 350, 400 million customers. It helps us build scale in everything that we do, right? So our first principles thinking is how to sort of provide a particular experience at scale. If you look at IoT, there are two large challenges I see that'll come up, right? One, the sheer number of devices that need to be running in the country to be able to track them, to be able to secure them, and to be able to transfer data from each of these. The second is, with this huge amount of data, how do we build simplistic analytic solutions, right? And empower the user who's actually using the IoT SIM to try and derive conclusion decision-making from that, right? So for us, I think two investments we'll continue investing in is, one, strengthening our core to provide scalable and resilient IoT connectivity. And the second, a strong analytics platform so that any use case can sit on top of it. So I think for us, that's always been our approach in any business, right? Think of it like a platform. Build the platform in a resilient manner and partner with other more nimble software feature developers so that we can sort of scale to a much larger sort of range.
Phenomenal. Yeah, working with developers, what a great go-to-market. And of course, smart meters, energy efficiency is conservation goal number one, but there's a lot of talk of it in India about sustainability and environmental objectives. Of course, with so many people, that is a key concern. What do you see there as, a design principle? Like, how do you build that sustainable mission into your products and services?
So I think one, we believe in ensuring that the core is always resilient, right? And if you look at just the smart meter contracts, they run into 10 years. Each contract is 10 years, right? So when we look at how to deploy IoT utilities or smart meters, right? Or we look at how to manage them, how to monitor them. All of this is built for decades to come. So I think the first principles of a solution are always, is this long term, and will it need very little physical intervention to run? So I think that's been the golden principle for everything that we do as an organization.
Wow, that's very admirable there. So I imagine the smart meter initiative must complement a lot of other initiatives. I'm thinking the technology that you're developed could be applicable to remote patient monitoring or, the hospital at home kind of concept. You must have lots of ideas about other digital products within the ecosystem. Can you give us a peek into what else you're working on in the IoT space?
So I think IoT, we've kept it simple. Like I said, we believe in one connectivity, which is how do we sort of propagate connectivity to every corner of the country, right? Because connectivity is essentially the layer that will really ensure decision-making is abstracted, right? Both from the device as well as the location. So that's one. And the second is a strong analytics platform, right? Because everything eventually is built on your ability to understand, manipulate, and build actionability on data. So for us, those are the things that we'll invest in. We will always look at this as a platform, right? And we'll always partner for use cases. The advantage this gives us is we are then a horizontal layer, which is one, very valuable, and second is empowering everyone else.
That's a great approach. And is this platform in India offered outside of India through partners or other, geographies within Airtel?
So we've built this for India, and it's scaling very well. We are partnering with other companies and telcos to try and share this technology with them now and try and build the same platform in other parts of the world. But this is something that we've just started attempting, so long way to go.
Long way to go, much needed. I wish there was something like this in my neck of the woods. We don't have smart meters in one of the smartest cities in Boston. So I hope that we adopt some of this technology. What are you looking forward to? Any travel or events coming up? We just had Mobile World Congress, so that was a big
Yes,
event of the
that
year. But
was huge.
what else
That
are you
was
excited about?
huge. So I think the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona is like an annual pilgrimage. We all make it. Yeah, it's awesome. You do 15 or 20,000 steps a day, so it reminds you of how big, how large this family of telecom partners, companies are. So yeah, so I definitely do that every year event. Beyond this, very happy to keep meeting telcos, sharing notes on how we each of us solve the same problem differently. So that's how I try and learn.
Yeah, it's such a collaborative event, so open and connected, literally, personally, professionally, with everyone in the industry. Hope to see you there
Absolutely.
next year. And thanks so much for giving us a peek behind the scenes at Airtel, a company many have heard of but really don't know much about. So it's been very informative and insightful. Thanks, Abhishek.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you for your time, and lovely talking to you.
Likewise. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for watching, and appreciate your feedback. Take care. Bye-bye.